上午的聚会要跟各位弟兄姐妹互相勉励的主题是赞叹之声。
The topic for our mutual sharing this morning is the voice of the highly praised ones.
这个主题是继续上一次所讲的。
And my sharing will continue from my previous sermons.
主耶稣在世的时候，曾经称赞过几个人。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth, he praised a few individuals.
这种高度的称赞不是一种奉承的声音。
And of course, these highly praises coming from Jesus is not a form of flattery.
是出于主耶稣实实在在的来称赞的。
And it is truly coming out from the heart of Jesus.
有的人得到人的称赞，是因为他的品性高尚。
Some people were praised because of their good character and integrity.
为人善良。
It is because of their kindness.
有的人呢，他得到人的称赞，是因为他对神很有信心。
Some people were praised because of their great faith in God.
那有的人呢，是因为他爱神爱人，发挥的爱心很大。
And some people were praised because they love God and they love men.
那有的呢，是因为他工作的内容。
And some people they were praised because they have a good job.
我们要得到神的称赞呢，现在是听不到的。
And of course, today we will never hear this audible praises from Jesus.
但是有时候呢，神也会借着人来称赞人、鼓励人。
However, sometimes God will use the mouth of a person to praise another individual.
在教会里面，鼓励的声音如果很多的话，会得到很大的造就。
And I'm sure that in the church, if there are many voices of encouragement, then this church will be greatly edified.
人生在世，无论是正面。这个后面都有的事情。
And of course, in this world, we may meet with positive things as well as adversities.
有的人他正面的表现比负面的表现还多。
Some people, they are more positive, more optimistic, rather than more pessimist.
那你就多多去想他的正面，不要一直老是把他的负面放在内心里面。
And this person,Since he's an optimist, he'll tend to look on the bright side of things and not on the bad side.
那现在我们就来看马太福音十一章。
Let us now turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
第七节到十一节。
Verses 7 to 11.
马太福音十一章第七节到十一节。
Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 till 11. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Verse 8. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Verse 9. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet.Verse 10, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Verse 11, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
这里提到主耶稣谈到施洗约翰的事情。
Here, our Lord Jesus mentioned this person, John the Baptist.
主耶稣对他有很高度的称赞。
And we know that John the Baptist is greatly and highly praised by Jesus.
所以施洗约翰呢，无论他的为人、工作内容，需要我们去了解。
And we have to study today what kind of person John the Baptist was and the kind of work that he did for Jesus.
首先，主耶稣谈到说，有很多的犹太百姓跑到旷野，到底去那边看什么呢
？Here it records that the multitudes went to the wilderness. What are they doing in the wilderness?
他提到旷野的芦苇。
And it says here, a reed in the wilderness.
这是很普通的一个草。
And this is a very common kind of grass.
人要看，当然不会去看一个很普通的事情。
And of course, if you are curious, you will not be curious over a very common thing.
一个平凡的人，人家也不会特别去欣赏他。
Because a common person, no one will look up to this person.
旷野有一些脆弱的树跟草，也有呢很坚强的树。
In the wilderness, they contain the weak things as well the strong things.
那苏西约翰在旷野当中呢，成为一棵非常高大的树。
But yet, in the wilderness, John the Baptist did a great thing.
这些人就是去看那一棵树。
And he is a great tree, and the people went to the wilderness is to see this particular tree.
再来，主耶稣提到他们。去旷野到底是要看一个人穿着非常高级的衣服吗？
Are the people going to the wilderness to see someone wearing a beautiful clothes?
在旷野看不到。
And of course, not.
一个人到旷野去散步，或者是去登山，都是穿的呢，跟平常不一样的。
Because when we went for a walk or a hike in the wilderness, we have to dress for the occasion.
那这些人到旷野去看一个人的装扮，比较高尚的那个外表呢？主耶稣说要到皇宫去看。
Because Jesus said, if we want to look at a person wearing a good attire, we have to go to the palaces.
那使徒约翰呢，是值得他们看的。
But yet John is worthy for them to witness, to see.
如果要看他的穿着呢，真的有一点奇怪。
However, to see just what he was wearing, that's a little bit strange.
他不是穿着皇宫里面的朝服，非常高级的，不是的。
And it is not the simple clothes that he was wearing.
请看马太福音第三章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 3,
第四节。
Verse 4.Verse 4, now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey.
使徒约翰从小就生活在旷野长大的。
We know that John the Baptist, he grew up in the wilderness.
他并不是无家可归。
He was not a homeless person.
他是有一个很好的家庭，是有祭司背景的家庭。
He actually come from a priest household.
他也不是离家出走的。
And he was also not a runaway.
那么他为什么要住在旷野？
Why did he decide to dwell in the wilderness?
因为没有固定的地方，当然呢，他的穿着，他的这个出穿住都是很简单的。
Because he did not have a fixed address, so what he put on is something that is very simple.
如果这种模样出现在我们当中，大家都会觉得他很奇怪的人物。
If one day such a person appear in our midst, we will look at him very strangely.
穿着都是在旷野捡那天上的神所创造的现成的东西。
Because what a person wears may be taken from God's creation.
出也是神所创造的东西。
And what he eats, what he ate is also what he can find in the wild.
蝗虫、野蜜，我是没有吃过。不过蜜呢，还是有吃过的哈。
I've never eaten locusts myself, but I've never eaten locusts and wild honey, but I've eaten honey.
但是我小时候还有一点印象，有一种在台湾在野地有一种虫啊。把它烤后来吃呢，也是相当香的哦。
However, I remember when I was young, in the countryside of Taiwan, I've roasted some worms that I caught.
那使徒约翰呢？他当然不是一个皇宫的一个官员，不是的。
And of course, John the Baptist, he was not an official in the palace.
他也不懂得去奉承那些当官的人那些御史，他不懂。
And he does not know how to appreciate the things that is in the palace or how to flatter the officials.
所以那些人去旷野看呢，就是要看这个好像很奇怪的人。
And the people, the multitudes, they were curious to see this kind of individual who lives in, who live in the wilderness.
那当然，皇宫里面所穿着的呢，都是非常高尚的。
And of course, what they wear in the palaces are something that is more beautiful.
不过我们现在的人也能够享受到很高级的这些衣服。
Of course, today we can wear clothing that are more expensive.
吃也可以享受很高级的食物。
And of course, we may dine in more expensive restaurants.
所以在这个世代呢，这些不算很稀奇的事情。
Of course, to us today, this is not something that is strange.
但是主耶稣又谈到高级的衣服跟神所创造的一朵花。
However, Jesus also made a contrast between the flower that he created and a very high and expensive garment.
请看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6,
二十九节。
Verse 29. Matthew chapter 6, verse 29. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
主耶稣在这边提到，古代有一个君王叫所罗门，他所穿着的呢，是非常的高贵的衣服。
Jesus here mentioned this king, King Solomon, who was arrayed in very expensive clothing.
但是他说不如一朵花。
But yet, even his clothing cannot be compared to the flower that he created.
原因就是一朵花有生命。
It is because this flower possesses life.
人的生命呢，超越一切。
And a person's life transcends and is more important than everything else.
如果有生命，才能够享受到这些物质的高贵的东西。
Because when one is alive, one can enjoy the material blessings of this world.
在世界上所享受的这一切呢，都是没有生命的。
All the things, all the material things that we enjoy around us today have no life.
但是我们信耶稣的人跟一般的人又不一样。
But yet we are also different from the other Christians.
我们请看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter
第一章二十四节二十五节
Chapter 1 verses 24-25
二十三节开始
I'm sorry, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23
彼得前书第一章二十三节到二十五节
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 23-25 Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Verse 24, because all flesh is as grass and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
这里谈到暂时的跟永远的。
Here spoke about the temporal things and the permanent things.
但是我们现在都在享受一些暂时的，就是荣华富贵。
However, today the things that we enjoy, the glorious things, are they are only transient and temporal.
因为这些呢，都好像花草一样，会过去的。
Because they are just like grass, they will pass away.
我年轻的时候是非常帅的哈。
I used to be a very a more handsome person when I was younger.
但是现在跟各位比起来差多了，已经老了。
I can't describe myself. Because I'm much older now.
人的这个外貌就是这样。
This is how, as we grow old, we become uglier.
你不要看我们当中的这些阿公阿婆啊。他们以前是非常漂亮的。
Do not look lightly upon our senior members because they look better in their younger days.
但是经过岁月的摧残，就渐渐好像花凋谢一样。
However, because of the passing of time, that's why they also change in their appearances.
但是我们现在有一个很宝贵的东西,
However, today we have something even more precious.
就是主耶稣活泼的道理,
that is the living and active word of God.
神的真理造就在我们内心里面,
the word of God is continually making us grow in our hearts.
这种造就呢, 会让我们活出这个活泼的生命出来。
Because of the word of God and his edification, that is why we can be a more alive person.
那施洗约翰的伟大，就是因为他有神的真理在他的内心。
The reason why John the Baptist was such a great person, it is because he has the truth of God in his heart.
我把他形容，他是天上神的一位大使，派到这个世界的国家。
He was actually described as a messenger from heaven to minister to the world.
一个国家的大使到外国去呢, 他要做很多重要的事情。
He's also likened to an ambassador, just like when a country is sending the ambassador to a different country.
那施洗约翰呢, 为什么得到主耶稣的称, 高度的称赞, 就是因为他是被天父真神派来做地球上的一个大使。
John the Baptist, he was the ambassador for Christ being sent to minister to the world.
他不是皇宫朝臣里面的一个行政长官, 不是的。
He was not merely an administrative official in the palace.
这个约翰呢, 非常伟大。
John the Baptist, he was indeed a great person.
他把神的真理, 神的话, 传道。 百姓当中又传到皇宫里面去。
He was able to preach the word of God to the people as well to the inhabitants of the palace.
他甘冒生命的危险去责备当时的叙利王的错误。
He even dared to rebuke the error and the wrongdoing of King Herod.
请看马可福音第六章18节。
Please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 18.
马可福音第六章十八节。Mark
chapter 6 verse 18. Verse 18, because John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife."
当时的叙利王，他做了一件不应该在犹太社会的人，应当要做的事情。
At that time, King Herod, he did something illegal in Jewish society.
他霸占了他兄弟的太太，是太不应该的。He
took his brother's wife, which is not
right. 没有人敢讲。At
that time, nobody dared to utter a word.
但是施洗约翰呢，就对他说：“你不应该这样。”But
yet, John dared to speak in his face that he is not doing what is right.
因为讲了这一句话，他就头就被砍掉了。
It is because of this incident that he lost his head.
施洗约翰呢, 真的非常伟大。
John the Baptist is indeed a great individual.
因为他所讲的话, 感动很多人来相信耶稣。
Because of what he said moved the people's heart to believe in Jesus.
他是一个先知。
He was not only a prophet.
但是犹太百姓到旷野去看哪一种先知呢?
And the people, they were curious to see what kind of a prophet was he.
一般人对先知的这个称赞，看他的伟大，是因为他有能力显出很多的神迹奇事。Most
people will tend to look at a prophet whether they are great or not in terms of their ability to perform miracles.
但是约翰呢，他不是这种先知，不是的。But yet,
John the Baptist, he was not such a prophet.
请看约翰福音第十章40节到42节。
Please turn to the book of John chapter 10, verses 40 to 42.
约翰福音第十章40节到42节。
John chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Verse 41, then many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but all the things that John spoke about this man was true. Verse 42, and many believed in him there.
约翰传神的声音是在旷野。
John was preaching the word of God in the wilderness.
是百姓到他那边去听的。
And the multitudes went to the wilderness to hear what he had to say.
这里提到，他好像没有行神迹奇事的能力的先知。
It seems like he was a prophet who did not perform any signs or miracles.
一件神迹都没有。
Not even a single sign or miracle.
但是他的伟大在哪里呢？
But where does his greatness lie?
因为人家听到他的话，得到很大的造就。
It is because people were greatly moved and edified when they heard what he had to say.
因为约翰的话，让人来认出天上的神就是耶稣。
Because through the words of John, people are able to know the God in heaven.
所以约翰呢是非常伟大的一个人。
This is why John was such a great individual.
他真正呢成为神的一个很高级的器皿。
And he was a very important vessel.
因为呢他有神的话。
It is because he was indispensable because of the word of God that he possesses.
现在我们各位啊都跟他差不多了。
Today, all of us sitting here, we are just like John the Baptist.
神的真理、神的话造就在我们里面。
The truth of God and the word of God is living in our heart to help us.
这就表现出我们在神的面前非常尊贵的。
This tells us that we are indeed precious in God's sight.
约翰呢，他是在以色列当中的先知当中的一位。
John is one of the prophets among many in the Jewish society.
但是有很多先知啊，他们呢跟约翰不一样的。
But yet, John is a little bit unique from the others.
约翰是一位非常特殊的先知。
John is indeed very special and unique.
所以呢，人家就把他形容一位像旧约圣经一个非常伟大的先知以利亚跟他一样的。
That is why the people made a comparison to him being the Old Testament prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知呢，他是非常伟大的先知。
We know that Elijah was he himself a great prophet.
但是在马拉基书里面有预言说末后这个以利亚会再出现。
In the last verse of the book of Malachi, tells us that in the last days, there is this Elijah who will appear.
那在出现的这一位呢，就是施洗约翰。
And John the Baptist is the prefiguration of this Elijah that they were talking about.
因为他还没有出生之前，他的父亲就得到天上的神的指示。
Because prior to his birth, his father Zacharias received this revelation from God.
请看路加福音第一章。
Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1.
十七节十八节。
Verses 17 to 18.
路加福音第一章，十七节十八节。
Luke chapter 1, verses 17 to 18. Verse 17, he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Verse 18, and Zacharias said to the angel, How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years.
施洗约翰的父母是非常虔诚的夫妻。
We know that the parents of John the Baptist, they are very zealous, godly people.
结婚多年都没有生小孩，到年纪大的时候才得到神的启示，说要得到一个儿子。
And they were childless until they were advanced in age, and God told them that they will receive a child soon.
那这个儿子呢，说有以利亚的心智。
And here, the angel described to them that they will, that he will have the spirit and power of Elijah.
除了有坚强的信心以外。
Not only will their child will have a strong faith,
就是因为他的话能够感动人，让一个人改变。
but more importantly, his words that he spoke of will move the hearts of men.
一个放荡不孝的主女听到他的话会改变成为孝顺的主女。
And those who are disobedient and evil, their heart will be changed to be very obedient and kind.
这个是非常伟大的。
And this is something that is very powerful.
我们再看67节。
Let us continue reading verse 76.
76节。
Verse 76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way.
他的父亲啊，蒙神的灵感动啊，说他所生的这一个小孩啊，要成为至高主的先知。
Here, Zacharias, he was moved by God to know that his child will be called the prophet of the highest.
他要成为救主耶稣的一个开路先锋，为他来铺路的。
And John the Baptist will be the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，使徒约翰是主耶稣的大使啊。
And we can say also that John the Baptist was the ambassador for Christ.
所以，借着使徒约翰所传出来的信息，有很多人信耶稣。
This is why the message that John the Baptist preached, many people then came to believe.
在以色列的历史当中呢，已经很长一段时间。 这些先知呢都没有得到神的启示。
Because we know prior to the history of the Israelite nation, the prophets did not receive a single word from God.
那没有得到神的启示呢，很可能这些百姓都会渐渐放纵自己。
It is because these prophets did not receive any revelation from God, the people then started to do what they like. They started to indulge themselves.
请看箴言29章18节。
Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
箴言29章18节。
Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. Verse 18, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law.
如果 一个团体里面神的启示末数渐渐减少以后，这一个团体可能呢会变质的。Because
we know that this group of people, if they did not receive the word of God or the revelation of God over a long period of time, they will start to stray away.
如果人没有常常被神的道理来得到造就，一久呢会放纵自己。
Because if a person or a group of people was not edified by the word of God over a long period of time, then they will start to indulge themselves. And of course, when we constantly and regularly bring our children to church to hear the word of God, then these group of children will not tend to stray away.
整个国家都没有教会的话，可能这个国家的百姓呢，会渐渐放纵自己。And
if the citizens of a country do not go to church, then we can see that this country will be doomed sooner or later.
因为教会呢，就是在宣传神的声音。It
is because the role of the church is to preach the word of God.
教会圣工发展呢，这个国家是有福气的。And
when the church can do her part to preach the word of God, then this country will be prosperous.
那在以色列民的历史当中，And
in the history of the Israelite nation,
神的启示如果很少的话呢，那个时代呢就会渐渐百姓会堕落。We
can see that if God's revelation is very little, then that particular generation of the Israelite nation will start to corrupt themselves.
在撒母耳记上第3章1节说，神的启示很少。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, it says that the word of God and the revelation of God is totally lacking.
当时有一个小孩叫撒摩尔，竟然能够得到神的启示。
But yet at that time there was this little boy by the name of Samuel who received revelation from God.
我们教会有一些小孩，真的神很疼他，经常听到神的话，就是借着老师来告诉他们。
And the little children in our church, they often received the revelation from God through the words of their RE teachers.
所以施洗约翰的伟大。
Why John the Baptist was such a great person?
他就是得到神的话，把神的话再传给百姓。
It is because he was totally nourished by the word of God, and he was able to bring the word of God back to others.
让这些百姓从罪恶当中来归向真神。
That the people can turn from their wicked ways toward God.
这就是他蒙主耶稣称赞的工作内容的伟大。
This was the reason why our Lord Jesus praised John for his zealous work toward God.
那现在我们把它提回来，在我们的教会里面。
And let us bring this back to the church today.
我们各位都很喜欢来为主耶稣来宣传福音啊。
We know that we all love to preach to others.
我们来请看罗马书第十章十五节。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 15.
罗马书第十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Verse 15, And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
这里提到蒙神显召奉差遣当传道的人，他的脚迹非常佳美。
It says here, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
我们主耶稣教会的传道人啊，一直都很缺乏。
In True Jesus Church, we are always lacking in preachers.
因为很辛苦啊。
It is because it's not easy being a preacher.
但是这些人的脚迹是非常佳美的。
But yet, it is these same preachers whose feet are so beautiful.
所以能够献身当传道，这是非常宝贵的事情。
And this is such a wonderful thing for one to be able to give oneself to be a preacher.
这个不止他本人，连他的家人都能够蒙神喜悦的。
And the blessing will not only come to this particular preacher, but also to his entire household.
所以能够成为真正神的器皿，神所用的人啊，是非常宝贵的。
To be a vessel used by God and to be a faithful vessel is indeed something precious.
请看罗马书第一章第一节。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节。
Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
这里提到耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
Here spoke about Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ.
他蒙主耶稣选召成为一个传道人。
And he was called to be a preacher for God.
那主耶稣特别派他所做的内容就是传福音。
And the purpose for him being called is to preach God's word.
再看第五节第六节。
Please read again verses 5 and 6.Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Verse 6, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样是主耶稣的门徒，当传道者的保罗呢，他所做的工作内容就跟彼得、约翰不一样的。
Even though Peter and John and Paul, they were all disciples, but yet their work, the work is different. Their duties are different.
因为他所读的书比较多啊。
It is because Paul himself, he was more educated than them.
他不只懂得犹太的文化，也懂得希腊文化，他的学问非常大。
He not only know the Jewish culture, he also know the Greek customs and culture.
同样要成为神的器皿呢，他就跟其他的不太一样。
This is why God separated him to be a different vessel from both Peter and John.
你如果想要当传道啊，要认真读书啊，有学问再来读神学院，这样比较好。
If you have this desire to be a preacher, then you must try to get as much education as you want. Then when you go to the theological school, this is a very wonderful combination.
保罗本来是一个很优秀的人才，在蒙主耶稣训练以后呢，当然更优秀了。Paul,
in the beginning, he was already gifted and talented, and after God called him, he even became even more talented.
他本来是犹太教的法利赛人。
We know that Paul, he was a Pharisee.
但是作为一个法利赛人，能够成为主耶稣的器皿啊，这个是不容易的。
Of course, it is not easy for a Pharisee to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
请看《使徒行传》。Please
next turn to the book of Acts.
第9章15节。
Chapter 9, verse 15.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Verse 15, but the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
这里所记载的就是保罗蒙拣选以后呢，人家对他不了解，有异王的心态。
It is because Paul, after he decided to work for God, there are some people who still is not trusting him.
主耶稣告诉一个信徒叫做亚拿尼亚。And
God told a follower of Jesus, Ananias,
你要去接纳这一位扫罗。That
to ask him to accept this Paul.
主耶稣告诉他，他就是我拣选的器皿。Because
Saul is a chosen vessel of God.
他以后的工作是非常广泛的。And
his work will be very wide and far.
所以保罗以后真的成为一位非常优秀的传道人。And
we can see later on that he was a very gifted preacher for God.
所以能够成为主耶稣的器皿啊，这个是非常宝贵的。It
is indeed a wonderful blessing to be an important vessel for Jesus.
但是器皿有很多种。But
of course, there are many different kinds of vessels.
我们每一位都可以成为
We are considered God's vessels.
请看罗马书第9章24节。Please
turn to the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 24.
罗马书第9章24节。Romans,
chapter 9, verse 24. Even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles.
这里提到我们大家都能够成为
Here tells us that we can become God's vessels.
所以我们弟兄姐妹呢，能够成为主耶稣的器皿啊，这个是非常宝贵的。To
be able to become God's vessels, it is something that is so wonderful.
问题就是，有的人呢，在没有感觉的时候，成为撒旦的器皿。But
yet, inadvertently, sometimes, without us knowing, we actually can become the vessel for Satan.
那这个就反过来说啊，是非常不好的事情。And
conversely speaking, this is not very good.
在世界的历史当中呢，有几位非常伟大的人物啊。In
the history of the world, there are many great individuals.
马克思是一个德国人，他创造了这个 共产思想，共产主义出来。
We know that Karl Marx, he was a talented individual, and he was the father of communism.
还有呢，这个一个苏俄的人列宁。And
another thing is
Lenin. 那以后他们就思想一样，就成为马列主义啊。
And it is because Lenin also possessed the same kind of thoughts as Karl Marx, so they started this communism.
所以有一阵子呢，对世界上的这个影响非常大。And
this their thoughts actually impacted the whole world.
那这个马列主义呢，就是现在的共产主义。And
we know that this Marxism evolved into the communism of today.
那有很多人去接受这种思想。
But, and some people, they also accept this kind of Marxist thoughts.
那现在呢，在这个神学界里面呢，有人就提出来讨论。
And they even brought this thing up in the theological realm.
说这个马克思跟列宁啊，是撒旦的器皿。
That both Karl Marx and Lenin, they are vessels of Satan.
那成为撒旦的器皿啊，这个这将来在神的面前啊，就很不好了哈。
And we know that before God at the last days, God will definitely condemn them.
有的人一辈子都成为撒旦的器皿。
All through their life, a person may always be Satan's vessel.
当然呢，在有些国家里面，有一些神学术啦，什么做。这都是撒旦的器皿啊。
And some sorceries and fortune tellers, they are also workers of Satan.
还有铸造偶像啊，这些都是成为撒旦的器皿啊。
And those idol makers, they are also considered vessels of Satan.
所以有的人他的工作内容啊，就成为撒旦的器皿，这个就很不好。
And it is not very good if our career is helping to be
那有的人称为撒旦的器皿是暂时性的。
And of course, there are some people who temporarily become the vessel for Satan.
因为他到后来呢，又醒悟过来，就不成为撒旦的器皿。
Because later on in their life, they come to this realization and they refuse to continue to being Satan's vessel.
主耶稣的门徒当中有一个叫做彼得。
Among Jesus' disciples, there was one person named Peter.
请看马太福音十六章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men."
主耶稣当面责备彼得说：“你是撒旦。”
Jesus rebuked Peter to his face that he was Satan.
如果我们被一个弟兄姐妹责备是撒旦啊，可能我们的脸色都改变了。
I'm sure if another person rebuked us as being Satan, I'm sure our face will turn blue.
那彼得为什么主耶稣这样来责备他呢？
Why did our Lord Jesus rebuke Peter this way?
因为他在很短暂的时间里面呢，他把神的真正的旨意忽略了。
It is because over a short period of time,He neglected the will of God.
把他自己的这个意念的思想，很强烈的就把它表达出来。
He expresses his own will and not the will of God.
但是主耶稣呢，随时纠正他，不要让他再下去呢，真正成为撒旦的器皿。
Thankfully, our Lord Jesus corrected him immediately so that he will not continue to walk in Satan's way.
所以有的人在这个语言方面呢，暂时成为撒旦的器皿都不知道。
Sometimes the devil is using our words, but yet we never even realize it.
那有的人在他的行为上成为撒旦的器皿也不知道。
And sometimes in our behavior, Satan has used us, and we did not even realize it.
主耶稣还有一个门徒叫犹大。
Jesus has another disciple, Judas.
他是非常优秀的门徒。
He was also a very talented and gifted individual.
但是后来成为撒旦的器皿。
But yet in the end, he became Satan's tool.
这是非常让人伤心的事情啊。
This is something that is so tragic.
一个优秀的人才成为撒旦的器皿。
Such a capable individual, at the end of his life, he became a tool for Satan.
他本来是神的器皿。
In the beginning, he started off being the vessel for God.
那后来他改变了。
But yet, he changed later on.
这是非常遗憾的事情。
This is something that is so unfortunate.
所以为什么主耶稣会称赞这个施洗约翰的伟大呢？
Why did Jesus kept on praising John?
因为他是真正的一个呢，神的器皿。
Because he was truly a vessel of God.
虽然他的人生不长啊
，Even though he only lived a short while on earth，
为了要传达神的话， 而丧失了生命。
In order to minister the word of God, he was killed.
那主耶稣呢？说凡乎人所生的。
Here it says, Jesus said, "There is not one born among women."
没有一个比苏洗亚更伟大。
Who will be greater than John the Baptist?
但是主耶稣接下来又说。
But later on, we see Jesus said this.
说我们将来能够进天国的这些人啊。
That all of us who are able to enter into heaven,
那比苏洗亚更伟大。
That we will be greater even than John the Baptist.
所以这里面还有很多的内容。
And this message is still contained many important points.
那我们下午呢，再继续来谈。
And I will continue with this portion in the afternoon.
现在请唱赞美诗287首。
Let's now.